As the state claws back $60 million from the electronic classroom of tomorrow, auditor Dave Yost says ECOT should seek reimbursement from their private vendors. Yost's directive would apply to all charter schools that are overpaid. In ECOT's case, he says those vendors for software and administrative services got paid for work they didn't do. According to Yost, this ensures that more money stays with the actual school, benefiting the students they do have.
You're a public entity, you're a public school, you owe this to the taxpayers, you owe this to the state, you owe this to the children.
The directive hits ECOT especially hard. The school would be recovering money from its founders' own private companies. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.